Once again, Special Counsel Jack Smith has to go to Federal Judge Eileen Cannon and explain to her the concept of graymailing, a form of blackmailing whereby a criminal defendant tries to expose national security secrets and information to try to harm the country and to try to extort the government to drop charges against the criminal defendant. And in Donald Trump and his co-defendants, they're engaging in paradigmatic forms of graymailing, exactly what SIPA, the Classified Information Procedures Act, and exactly what protective orders generally were meant to protect against. And over again, what Donald Trump and his co-defendants try to do, it feels like deja vu because they do this each and every week. You'll probably recall my hot takes from last week about this. Same thing. Trump and his co-defendants in the Mar-a-Lago document case for the willful retention of national defense information, which is currently before Judge Eileen Cannon, what they try to do is take the discovery that they get pursuant to the protective order, then they try to attach it to public filings, to publish it on the public docket, and then try to get Judge Eileen Cannon to co-sign it, to release this information in public. Now, if this sounds like, hey, Ben, didn't they do this already? They did do this already, and Special Counsel Jack Smith, at the end of last week on February 8th and then February 9th, we got an order from Judge Eileen Cannon requesting additional briefing. On February 8th, you had Special Counsel Jack Smith file a motion for reconsideration after a few days earlier, Judge Eileen Cannon granted a request by Donald Trump and his co-defendants to publish on the public docket the identities of dozens of government witnesses, something that's referred to as Jenks material, which is the government witness statements, FBI code names, and other stuff that should never make its way on the public docket before there is a trial taking place, or if ever finding its way on the public docket. Remember back then, sounds like years ago, last week when Special Counsel Jack Smith filed his motion for reconsideration, he really did it on two grounds. Ground number one, telling Judge Eileen Cannon, look, you're applying the wrong legal standard. You claim that the government had to show that there was a compelling need to keep these names secret or redacted. Not necessarily secret. I mean, Trump knows these names. They're part of the discovery, rather. But there needs to be a compelling government interest that is kind of narrowly described or circumscribed in order to keep them not on the public record or out of the public view, to keep it under seal. That's not the standard. There just has to be a good cause showing by the government that this information should remain under seal, like government witness lists and the names of government informants and FBI code names and things like this. But even Judge Eileen Cannon, if you applied a compelling government interest standard for keeping this information sealed, even though that's not the standard, well, there is one. You're going to kill these witnesses. You're going to get them hurt or killed. There are threats directed at these witnesses. You're going to create manifest injustice, Judge. There's manifest injustice, Judge Cannon, if you release these names of government witnesses and government reports and other inculpatory information and FBI code names to the public. So that all happened last week. Judge Eileen Cannon then set like an unnecessarily long briefing schedule where next week Donald Trump has to respond to the motion for reconsideration, and we'll see what they do there. But in the meantime, Donald Trump and his co-defendants on February 15th, they brought basically the same type of motion to disclose this same information in yet another motion. In their reply to a motion to compel, Trump and the co-defendants are doing the same tactics. They're taking confidential discovery, which Trump and the co-defendants get, as part of the discovery obligations, but they're turned over by special counsel Jack Smith pursuant to the protective order that Judge Eileen Cannon signed off on. So Trump and his co-defendants take that, and then they try to attach it to filings, and they try to file it on the public docket. And special counsel Jack Smith objects and says, that's gray mail. That's quintessential gray mail. That's stuff that shouldn't be out there at all. And this is exactly what special counsel Jack Smith had to go once again on Friday, just like last week. Like on last Friday, this past Friday, Jack Smith does the same thing, saying here is the government's response to defendant's motion for leave to disclose discovery or in the alternative to file under seal. And again, it's Trump and the other co-defendants, Walty Nauta and Dale Oliveira, but it's really being led by Donald Trump, want to publish all of this information that just shouldn't be on the public docket. That's confidential discovery material.
Did you know that your temperature at night can have one of the greatest impacts on your sleep quality? If you wake up too hot or too cold, I highly recommend you check out Miracle Made's bed sheets. Inspired by NASA, Miracle Made uses silver-infused fabrics and makes temperature-regulating bedding so you can sleep at the perfect temperature all night long. Using silver-infused fabrics originally inspired by NASA, Miracle Made sheets are thermoregulating and designed to keep you at the perfect temperature all night long, so you get better sleep every night. These sheets are infused with silver that prevent up to 99.7% of bacterial growth, leaving them to stay cleaner and fresher three times longer than other sheets. No more gross odors. Miracle sheets are luxuriously comfortable without the high price tag of other luxury brands and feel as nice, if not nicer, than bed sheets used by some five-star hotels. Stop sleeping on bacteria. Bacteria can clog your pores, causing breakouts and acne. Sleep clean with Miracle. Go to trymiracle.com/legalaf to try Miracle Made sheets today. And whether you're buying them for yourself or as a gift for a loved one, if you order today, you can save over 40%. And if you use our promo LegalAF at checkout, you'll get 3 free towels and save an extra 20%. Miracle is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 30-day money-back guarantee. And if you're not 100% satisfied, you'll get a full refund. Upgrade your sleep with Miracle Made. Go to trymiracle.com/LegalAF and use the code LegalAF to claim your free 3-piece towel set and save over 40%. Again, that's trymiracle.com/LegalAF to treat yourself. Thank you, Miracle Made, for sponsoring this episode.
Here's what Jack Smith says these categories are. He goes, first, defendants seek to publicly disclose the entirety of the search warrant application for defendant Carlos De Oliveira's Gmail account. As represented to the government in the conferral process, there is a single paragraph of the search warrant application that is of interest to the defendants for the purpose of their reply brief. The government suggested that defendants file the pertinent page of the search warrant affidavit with redactions to the paragraph in questions, obscuring the name of the potential government witnesses. Instead, as was true with several of the exhibits they attached in support of their motion to compel when they did this a few weeks back, the defendants, Trump and his co-defendants, have gratuitously sought to publicize the entire search warrant application, despite their asserted extremely narrow evidentiary need for it. There is no reason to permit them to do so and thereby jeopardize the safety of the potential government witnesses. And you see how Special Counsel Jack Smith approaches this surgically with a scalpel, and Special Counsel Jack Smith says, look, you want it for this purpose? Fine. Redact the other portions of the search warrant affidavit, and then you can publish on the public docket the one section, but you gratuitously are trying. That's not really what you're doing. What you want to do is you're claiming you want that, but then you want to put all the names of the other government witnesses that are in this search warrant. You want to put that on the public docket because what you're trying to do is harass them and have them threatened. That's what's really up right here. So that's what Special Counsel Jack Smith is telling Judge Eileen Cannon what's going on. Second, the defendants seek to, quote, reference and, quote, grand jury testimony for two potential government witnesses an FBI special agent, and a Secret Service agent. In their motion, they do not specify whether they intend to attach the entirety of those transcripts as public exhibits. In the conferral process with respect to the grand jury transcript for the FBI agent, the defendant indicated that they were interested in a single page, but that page contains almost no testimony from the witnesses and is instead largely a colloquy between prosecutors and a members of the grand jury. Those excerpts should remain subject to the protective order for the same reasons that they are protected by Rule 6E. With respect to the transcript for the Secret Service agent in the conferral process, the defendants indicated 5 pages of testimony they were interested in. Those 5 pages include numerous references by name to prospective government witnesses. They should remain under seal as grand jury material protected by Rule 6E, and also to protect witnesses whose names appear. In substance, these pages discuss an email chain that should itself also remain sealed for the reasons discussed next. And what Special Counsel Jack Smith saying here is, like, what are you trying to do here? Like, okay, we're looking at this grand jury testimony that has the names of these agents. Why is this needed? It just seems like you gratuitously want to publicize the name of the special agent. This is grand jury material. Rule 6E, in other words, grand jury material. This stuff doesn't go public. You're just trying to get it public because what you're really after right here is to impose threats on the FBI special agent and the Secret Service agent. You're going after them. That's what's really going on here. And third, the defendants intend to refer and to quote a U.S. Secret Service email chain that they identified during the conferral process. These emails are paradigmatic Jenks Act material for potential government witnesses, and as explained at length elsewhere, at this point they should be kept from public view, not only to protect those witnesses from harassment and intimidation, but also to prevent exposing other potential witnesses to the information. And fourth and finally, defendants intend to refer to what they called a record produced by the U.S. Secret Service, which includes a floor plan of Trump's residential area at Mar-a-Lago. But this is not just any record. It is a memorandum prepared by Secret Service personnel following a residential security survey of Mar-a-Lago in April 2021. It is labeled law enforcement sensitive for good reason. It contains details of the Secret Service security assessment of Mar-a-Lago, vulnerabilities, and requested upgrades. The floor plan to which defendants refer appears in a diagram on a single page of the 23-page document. The government proposed that defendant include only the page with the diagram and redact the narrative text below. For obvious reasons, any publication of this document should be carefully tailored to avoid unnecessarily publicizing sensitive information about the survey, and the court should deny defendant's proposed wholesale unredacted publication of it. So again, Special Counsel Jack Smith saying, look, we've gone to Trump's lawyers. We've told them, you want to publish a floor plan? Publish it. But what you're trying to do is you claim you want one thing, but you're trying to bring in the names, the identities, the surveys, the methods and sources and things like that, because what you're trying to do is harm national security. That's not why this is turned over pursuant to a protective order. This is not how discovery is supposed to be handled at this stage. We're not on trial yet. Let's just follow what the rules are. And we want to make sure that we're not placing any of the Secret Service, any of the FBI agents, any of the government witnesses in harm's way. Like, that's why there's a protective order in the first place. So again, Special Counsel Jack Smith is not giving any ground here. And it also is placing Judge Eileen Cannon in a position where she needs to make a ruling. And if she makes the wrong ruling, Jack Smith has a number of ways to go to the 11th Circuit. Ultimately, when she makes a ruling, we will see. I'm Ben Mycelis. This is the Midas Touch Network. Hit subscribe. We're on our way to 3 million subscribers. Thanks to your support, and have a great one.
Hey, Midas Mighty, love this report? Continue the conversation by following us on Instagram at Midas Touch to keep up with the most important news of the day. What are you waiting for? Follow us now.